Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Huckleberry Harvest by Jennifer Beckstrand. Narrated by C.S.E. Cooney. Chapter 1. The chickens gathered at Anna Helmuth's feet as she scattered scratch from her pail. "Oh, dear," she said. "I suppose I should have tossed it away from me if I wanted to keep my shoes clean." "You're doing a fine job, Annie," her husband Felty said. "The hens are getting fat." Anna tiptoed around the chickens as they pecked at the feed. Bitsy, the Plymouth Rock hen, put up a fuss when Anna accidentally stepped on her, but she recovered enough to squawk in disapproval before going back to her breakfast. "Did you bring the chopped carrots?" Anna asked. Felty pulled a handful of carrot pieces from his pocket. "This is all we had." "It will be enough." Anna took the slices from Felty's hand and tossed them into the small flock of chickens. She beamed one chicken in the head inadvertently, but surely a carrot to the head couldn't have hurt anybody seriously. The chicken kept right on eating and didn't seem to notice. "I'm planning a special breakfast for Mandy's first day on Huckleberry Hill, and I want the eggs to be extra bright yellow."
"What special breakfast are you making for our granddaughter?"
"She's only staying a month, so I want every meal to be memorable. Tomorrow morning we're having eggs Benedict. I've never made it before, but the picture in my recipe book looks delicious. I just have to figure out what a poached egg is, and we'll be all set."
"Do you still want to find a boy for Mandy while she's in town?"
"Yeah, but don't worry. I'll see to it that any romantic goings-on will not be detrimental to your blood pressure."
"What about my ulcer?"
Anna propped a hand on her hip. "Now, Felty, you don't have an ulcer."
"I will by the time Mandy goes back to Ohio."
"We can't let Mandy leave Bondi."